Let us take a moment to pray. In the quiet of this moment, may you feel the hand of Jesus touch you and give you peace, to release your fear, that you might hear a word of love and grace that gives you the courage to go. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ve'omer Hashem el Avram lech lecha. The Lord said to Abraham, go forth. In his book on Abraham, Bruce Feiler talks about the importance of that phrase for Christians, Hebrews, and Muslims, and how that primary call of Abraham has impacted the world. God calls individuals, as God called Abraham, to go forth, to leave our homelands, our comfortable places, our places where our families are, and venture into places where we are strangers, we are aliens in a foreign place. What Feiler says is that the essence of that call is that Abraham doesn't ask for proof. He is the living proof of it. The very fact that Abraham responded to the call and was sent proved once and for all that God is alive and present, and that God speaks and sends people into the world. Jesus is the embodiment of Abraham's full mission. Jesus was sent by the Father into the world. And in this moment in the gospel after the resurrection, Jesus turns to the disciples and sends them into the world. As the Father has sent me, Jesus says, so I send you. At this point in the church year, we don the color green to affirm the mission of the church, that Jesus doesn't leave us inside, but sends us outside, that Jesus helps us to grow and to be prepared as disciples so that we might venture out and represent as ambassadors Christ in the world. Jesus Christ grows us and grows the church. Abundance comes because of the fruitfulness, the greenness of Jesus in the midst of the church. Because of our baptism that we celebrate today, and because of Pentecost we celebrated 2 weeks ago, we are sent out to be missionaries into the world. How does Jesus do this? The disciples are in their place of fear. They are closed up, they are locked in. Jesus meets them in their fears. Are you afraid to venture outside of your comfort zone? Are you afraid to take risks and go where you have not ventured before? Jesus meets you in your fear. Most likely Jesus will meet you someplace where you gathered with other people in the name of Christ, and you will receive a sense of call because you have been with that group even while you are afraid to go. Fear will not stop you if you hear the voice of Jesus say, as the Father has sent me, I'm now sending you. We know we're vulnerable. We know that the world in which we are sent is not necessarily an accepting place. We know that we are set out to do things that may be countercultural, that are not necessarily approved by all recipients who hear the Word of God. But Jesus says, go. And how are we sent? We are sent personally by Jesus. Jesus will speak to you personally, probably in the context of a community. Jesus will say to you, now that you have followed me and you have declared your allegiance to me, I will prepare you to go. Being a disciple inevitably leads to being a missionary. It doesn't mean that we all go to a third world country. It means that for most of us, our sense of call will take us outside of these walls, outside of our homes, and adventure into other places, even in the city of Washington, D.C., and other parts of the United States. But there's one thing assured. If you follow Jesus, Jesus will send you someplace that's unique to your call. Jesus enters the room unexpectedly. He shows up when we are most afraid. Fear. It's a normal part of our resistance to do things that are beyond our comfort zone. Fear will not stop you because Jesus is with you and will send you out. Jesus breaks into the room so you can break out. Jesus shows up as the one who is crucified. Jesus says, "See my hands and my side? I am the one that was beat. I was the one that was crucified and nailed on the cross. I was the one that died and was buried. I am risen." When we discover that Jesus, who died, is now risen from the dead and we are part of the resurrection, it drives us into mission. Jesus shows up as the one who knows suffering. And Jesus sends us out as people who will experience suffering. Wherever we go, if we are naming good news and forgiveness, there will be people who do not like that message because it works against their pattern of life. Jesus assures us that He will go with us wherever we are sent. The mission of God becomes the mission of Jesus. And Jesus sends the apostles into His mission, and the apostles send other disciples into the mission. And so we hear that message today as disciples, people who choose to follow Jesus, that we too are sent into a mission. God sends us out into the world to show the love of God. Jesus sends us out into the world to show the pattern of forgiveness that Jesus demonstrated by dying on the cross for our sin. Jesus shows us the willingness to sacrifice so that we have a model of one who is willing to lay down his life for other people. This weekend we talk a lot about sacrifice. It seems that Memorial Day for many years has been about remembering people who sacrifice. Yesterday was the graduation of hundreds of cadets at West Point. 7 out of 10 of those cadets will be sent immediately this year into harm's way. They will be living sacrifices to do the mission that they are given to do. And so it is that on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember those who are willing to lay down their lives on mission, on behalf of a higher power. Mission demands sacrifice. Mission demands that we are willing to lay down our lives for a greater purpose. We are sent out from our comfort zones, from the places where we have been trained and prepared, in our homes, in our church, in our everyday activities of life, and we are sent to places that will be in harm's way. Not too long ago, James Bradley, who wrote the book Flags of Our Fathers, was at the Iwo Jima Memorial with about 100 people from Wisconsin, children and their sponsors, talking about those 6 people who planted that flag on Iwo Jima. One of those was his father. He talked about the kind of sacrifice that they made. Of the 250 men that went into battle with his father, only 27 came out alive off that island. A huge sacrifice to accomplish a mission. And the mission, from the perspective of many of them, was to survive. But the bigger mission was really to make sure that tyranny and oppression does not rule the world. And that's the mission that Jesus gives to us. Don't be afraid. I'm sending you out as a living sacrifice so that you will bring a kind of life and perspective so that tyranny and oppression and persecution does not prevail. I want you to bring peace where you go. I want you to bring a sense of shalom and wholeness and helpfulness and healing where you go. I want you to be a person who is at peace even when you're in the midst of people who are struggling in hostility. Don't go out in fear. Go out with a sense that I will be with you in the power of the Holy Spirit. In a recent conversation with a man nearing the end of his life, and I asked him, what would you have or do over again if you possibly could? And he said, one thing, I would have more of a sense of God's presence in my life. I had too many times when I thought I was out there by myself and God was nowhere to be found. I hunger for the presence of God as I end my life. I think we all hunger that no matter where we go, that God is intimately present with us, that the love of God and the grace of Jesus and the intimate fellowship of the Holy Spirit sustains us. God is with us. That's Emmanuel, Jesus. How does Jesus send us out? As the Father sent Him, He sends us. Jesus is clearly saying, don't stay here. Don't build the walls around you so that you stay enclosed in your locked room or your locked soul or your locked being. Break out. Go. Venture into places that are different and foreign. Take my message with you. The principle of Jewish authority in history is that the person who is sent represents the person who sends them. Jesus sends us. We literally become Jesus when we go out. We become ambassadors of Christ. The Prince of Peace, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is the one who speaks, and we speak those words of forgiveness and kindness when we go. I was talking with another man at midlife recently, and he said, you know, I've lived a life where I have worked hard and I've been fairly successful, and what I'm looking for now at midlife is an opportunity to invest something of significance. I want to know that God has called me to do something. How do I know that? If we walk with Jesus over a period of time and we practice our discipleship, there is no doubt that one moment in time, Jesus will give you clarity of your mission. You will be sent. An awful lot of that is that we stop at midlife and we listen for the first time. Midlife is not so much a crisis of identity as it is a crisis of call and purpose. In your midlife, are you listening for the call of God? For Jesus has a mission for you. This mission, by the way, is not the mission that your parents gave you. This mission is not the mission that some authority in the world has given you. This mission is not the mission that your boss has given you. We all need to leave home at some point in time and do mission because God has chosen us, not because our parents have sent us. One of the main responsibilities of parents are to raise children and nurture them and then send them out and let them go. Some parents say, well, what if they come back? Then send them out again. But don't hold on to them. Affirm that God has given them a mission to go. That their unique preparation of discipleship will be God's voice to send them out into a unique place in the world. My father would hope that his four sons would take up his mission of his business. All four sons decided that God called them to do something different. Much to his surprise, it was his daughter that bought the business. Of course, the irony of that is he never believed women should run businesses like that. God has a different plan and a different mission. But then my father didn't listen to his father either. When his father said, I want you to stay and work the farm, my dad decided to go to California and work for Lockheed and be a machinist during World War II. He had a different sense of call. People have asked me, why would you ever leave California and go out into other parts of the country? During my dark moments, I asked the same question. But what I always respond is, it is God's call. God called us to be in Texas. God called us to be in Pennsylvania. God called us to be in Washington, D.C. When God calls, we go and take the risks. And for periods of time, we are strangers in a foreign land. It is important that we do not hesitate in the midst of our fear to go where God is calling us to go, because Jesus is with us. Every child must leave home. While parents, it's your job to prepare them and to disciple them and make sure that they are listening to God and following Jesus Christ in a loving context, finally, it is God's responsibility to call them forth, to send them out. And so God will. And why are we to go? The cumulative moment of the mission is clearly stated for one purpose, and that is to make sure that forgiveness is understood by the entire world. John wants to make it clear that the core of the message and the mission is about people learning to live in forgiveness. People go out and forgive their sins. Now, that's a little bit more personal when you know that the first part of forgiveness is, I need to forgive people who have upset me or hurt me. Jesus is saying that forgiveness is the core turnaround point for how the world will come to know that Jesus is the Christ. For Jesus refused in his death to turn and abuse his abusers. He refused to perpetuate the cycle of vindictiveness and vengeance. He said no to that, and he forgave. Can you imagine a world where people are living in forgiveness? There is no need for hatred or vengeance or terrorism. If the world could simply hear the pronunciation of forgiveness, that is the core mission, then we would see the kingdom of God on earth. Jesus sends us out to forgive and to be forgiven, to venture outside of our comfort zones with people that we don't know, and to go because we are prepared, we have followed Jesus. And Jesus does not leave us locked up in fear. If you are afraid today, follow Jesus. If you are locked up inside of an unwillingness to venture out, then listen for the call. For Jesus will speak to you and send you, and fear will not run your life. In Jesus' name, as the Father has sent Him, He is sending you. Listen for the call and bring forgiveness to a world that doesn't know how to practice it. Amen.